Do You Praise God? A study of Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Praise God with all of our being. Be happy before him. If you are his and your sins have been confessed and forgiven, there is every reason to be joyful. We have God watching over us and helping us. Be joyful. Serve the Lord with gladness. How often do we drag our feet instead of serving God thankfully and cheerfully to the blessing of being in his presence? Are you serving God begrudgingly? Do you find yourself resentful of the work you are asked to do in God's work? Are you reluctantly or hesitantly going about that good deed for his name? Serve him instead with full and total gladness. If you don't have such a feeling in your heart, ask God to help your attitude and ask him to pour out your sins and fill you with his Holy Spirit. God will help you achieve the correct attitude. Come before his presence with singing. Do you notice that singing just naturally lifts your spirit? No, I don't have much of a voice, but there is still joy in the attempt. God knows our hearts, and when we praise him with all that we have to work with, it brings him joy. Know that the Lord, he is God. Our Lord truly is the Creator God. He is the one true God, the only God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. God made us. Did we get that? We did not make ourselves. We did not suddenly decide to crawl from a pond and develop into something more. God made man in his image. He speaks to Jesus, who was alive with God at the creation, and tells him to make man with him. See Genesis 2:26. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. As people made in the image and likeness of God, we are his people. Never forget who made you. Never forget that you are made in the likeness of God. We are the sheep of God's pasture. Sheep need a shepherd. Remember that too, and keep your eyes on the good shepherd who is watching over you. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Stay near God. Enter his gates. Don't avoid time with God. Draw close to God. Be with him. And when you enter into his fellowship, remember how good and right and powerful it is to be in his presence. Be grateful that you are allowed into the presence of the greatest king who ever lived. Think of kings in history, some killed off the person desiring audience with them, yet our great God Almighty allows us into his presence. We must come humbly and treasure our time with him. Enter with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Praise him. We stand in his presence. Let every cell of our being cry out in praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Let your thankfulness to God be seen by him and heard by him. Bless him. Think of all the ways that he daily loads us with benefits and bless his name for those benefits. A good father gives good gifts. For the Lord is good, and God indeed is good. There is no one else anywhere who is as good and does as much good as our God. That goodness is poured out every day throughout the eons of time and eternity. He blesses us, and we should bless him. He loves us, though we were undeserving, and he pours his goodness and good gifts upon us. Praise God. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy and grace are from everlasting to everlasting. We cannot fathom the dimensions of his mercy or the fact that they last eternally. And his truth endures to all generations. He is a truthful God. This world holds so much that has been corrupted in those who speak lies, but our God is true. His truth lasts from one generation to the next, on and on to all generations. All of us who wish to be are included. Just talk to him about being his child. And while you are there at his court, at his feet, in his glorious presence, be thankful and with all the love in your heart, praise him. Psalm 100.